Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Look today at the work of angels or the ministry of angels. We looked at the last couple weeks about angelology. I want you to look in Hebrews chapter number 13. We're going to begin a study there. Hebrews chapter number 13 this morning. A lot has been said, a lot has been written about angels, a lot of movies, of course you know all of this, and a lot of misinformation has been given about angels, and even in the religious world, in the past, there have been some great statements that have been made about angels. Let me read this and then we'll talk about that. Hebrews 13, verse number 1. Let brotherly love continue. And then we read verse number 2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. These strangers mean people that you've not met. You're not familiar with. For thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Now, I don't know a lot about this verse. To be honest with you, I do know the word unawares means unknowingly. Now, I don't know if I've ever met an angel. If I did, it wouldn't be an angel, because it would be knowingly. Are you following? These people said, I met an angel. I looked at that this week. There's been amazing, amazing books that have been written about. There's one I saw this week, a little blur about a six-year-old girl who had an angel visit her, supposedly, and that people did see angels. Well, the Bible tells me that they're unaware. You're not, some of them, you don't, unknowingly. There's been some great claims of angels, even in the religious world. How many of y'all remember Rex Humbard? We used to call him Rex Humbug. He was, for you younger folk, he was really one of the first big televangelist who made it popular. He kind of settled in Ohio, I think Akron area, if I'm not mistaken. He made some great claims. And he made a claim about an angel come to visit him, an angel that was sent from the Lord. Of course, this is in the 60s. And he made that claim about an angel of the Lord coming to visit him and talk to him personally. And told him about some things, the messenger from God. I won't get into all the details, but Rex Humbard, I shouldn't say that out of respect, made the claims he saw an angel. And I'm amazed that people believe that. Obviously, and he became the first known, well-known TV televangelist. Hundreds of TV stations worldwide garnered tens of millions of dollars. People had, you know, had a big church, and that church fell apart. And a fellow by the name of Ernest Angel, you ever heard of Ernest Angel? Okay. He actually bought, whoever I say he did, that corporation. Ernest Angel, he took over Rex Humbard's church. Rex Senior, he moved to Florida, and he died in a nursing home here in Florida. But the thought that here he was a man of God, supposedly, he made the claim of seeing an angel, a messenger of God, and he had spoke and shared with that. Then there's another fellow that made even a greater claim. His name was Oral Roberts. He made the claim he saw a 900-foot Jesus. Remember that? I think it was 1980 or something of that nature. I remember when that took place. And this 900-foot Jesus told Oral Roberts that if he didn't get $8 million, that he was going to kill him. Okay. So a lot of claims have been made about seeing angels and even Jesus. So I have to be very careful how far we would take Hebrews 13:2. Because the Bible is very clear, thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Again, it's very possible, because there are angels. All right, and we're going to see here in just a minute about how angels minister to people. in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, actually, people actually saw them and ministered to them. So I just want you to know that don't go around saying, I saw an angel, you know, or an angel appeared unto me, because my Bible says, thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Okay, I'm just going to leave it at that. I have seven things I want to mention about the work of angels. The work of angels have seven things. Hopefully I can get to all of them today. Number one, angels are interested in the salvation of sinners. Let me repeat that. Angels are interested in the salvation of sinners that they don't understand it. Matter of fact, in 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 12, 1 Peter 1, 12, we read these words. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angel desire to look into. Angels are different plane, if you will, than us. They don't receive salvation. Angels do not receive forgiveness. We looked at that last week about those fallen angels, that they were on probation. And once they made that choice of either forever being an evil angel, they will forever be a fallen angel. They can't go from being a fallen angel or an evil angel to a good angel. And good angels won't go from being a good angel to an evil angel. They forever set their eternal state. And that's why this is talking about in 1 Peter chapter number 1. They desire to look into these, to understand this concept about salvation by grace. Something they can't understand. And be honest with you, we can't understand it. How God could save sinners like us. It's interesting. Salvation and forgiveness, unlike the angelic realm, they did not receive it. In Luke chapter number 15, a very familiar passage of scripture, verse number 10, likewise, I say unto you that there is joy in heaven in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Now, a lot of comment about in the presence of the angels, that people rejoice when somebody is saved, that the news gets into heaven. Matter of fact, I mention this sometimes at funerals and other times. I don't know how much news leaks into heaven, so to speak. You know, how much heaven knows what's going on here. I do know the Bible is so clear that says that there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. So obviously, news of salvation enters into heaven. The Bible is so clear about that. I think sometimes not only that, but good news. I think of my dad, how great things that are happening here at Westwood, and of course, Dad, Ed Whitney, and those great men that was part of Westwood, the inception and all the many years they've labored in Westwood. I wouldn't doubt that some good news every once in a while gets into heaven. Again, this is my thought. That not just when people are saved and baptized, we're going to baptize today, but when great things are happening, Clyde, that's Daddy's name, Clyde, do you know what's going on at Westwood? You know, great things. I wouldn't doubt that takes place. Again, I don't know, but I wouldn't doubt those things take place, that certain things makes the headlines in heaven, so to speak, because we see that even in the presence of angels. Now, here's the question. Does this mean angels are rejoicing or the saints are rejoicing in the presence of angels? Well, I'll let you be the judge of that. I kind of think it's both, you know, because there's joy in heaven. Again, there's great debates, where it's the saints in the presence of the angels or it's the angels themselves. I get on the side, I think everybody's rejoicing. When I guarantee you, God's happy and Jesus is happy.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.